This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So early on last year when the vaccine came out, healthcare workers were able to be the first ones to get the vaccine. And because we were in, you know, a prime COVID season, cough, cold, flu season, maybe flu wasn't that active, but still pneumonia, hospitals overwhelmed, America was pretty happy with that. Get our healthcare workers taken care of, have them, you know, ready on the front lines to be able to be at the hospitals and not have to call out. And the mandates eventually followed saying, look, we need our patients safe. All right? If a healthcare worker refuses to get the shot, that means they are quote unquote selfish. They are putting people at risk and you should fire them faster than you could say you're fired. And me as a physician, I'm like, really, really, you're going to fire staff for not getting a vaccine when they've for a year been dealing with COVID and probably have some amazing natural immunity. But you know what? Doctors were bragging. They were firing their staff on social media. And I was like, I just think this is absolute mess. But when I would bring up to these doctors going, really, you fired somebody who was dedicating their life to patient care that obviously lived through the pandemic? Well, they're going to put my patients at risk because they're going to get COVID. And I'm like, no. Okay, you know, vaccinated people can still get COVID. Vaccinated people can still spread COVID. Maybe they might help participate in harboring a variant if they're a part of a population that has very low vaccination rates. But I don't really think they're putting everybody at that deadly risk that you're claiming, because vaccinated people can put people at risk too. But hospitals and everybody and their mother jumped on the firing bandwagon if they didn't have a spine. Well, now the tables are turned. And many hospitals, right, have reversed the mandates for healthcare workers to come back. And in fact, they're even having people who have been vaccinated, who have active COVID, come back to work. So the narrative that was a year ago where, no, you have to be vaccinated because you're going to put our patients at risk and we have to fire you because patients come first, is now flipped because, yeah, you have COVID, still come back. Remember the CDC made that guidance right before they changed the isolation to 5 days saying, look, if your hospital is in crisis mode and you got COVID, you can go back to work. So what about the patients? I thought we were supposed to be protecting the patients. I thought the vaccine was supposed to be allegedly making people sterile so that COVID would completely bypass them and go the other way. And the reason why I was so critical of this is because this was coming from doctors. Okay, I get the politicians are on their soapbox and they're like, okay, well, you know, you have to get the vaccine or it shows that you're selfish and you want to put others at risk. But I mean, these were doctors that actually saw the data, the vaccinated people still spreading the virus, and they were doing this BS. So now we're in a situation because of all the, you know, once you let the cat out of the bag, now, you know, everything is now out there and in public. So now you have hospitals that are admitting that they are bringing people back to work that have been vaccinated, that are COVID positive, infectious even, because they need to man their posts. They need people in the hospital. We have patients that are going to die if there's not somebody taking care of them. And many, you know, consumers are out there going, well, wait a second. So I could be taking care of somebody at the hospital who could have active COVID? Well, before COVID, you had people who were taking care of you that had flu, that had an illness. Now, they might not have admitted it to their boss, but prior to COVID, people were going to work with flu, cold. I told them to stay home. But during flu season, I can't tell you how many. In fact, you know, I had pneumonia in training, and I wasn't allowed to call out, so I wore a mask. I wore a medical-grade mask, and I actually had pneumonia. And one of the one of my superior officers basically told me, take off the mask. It looks stupid. I go, but I have pneumonia. They go, it's going to make people more nervous. So I just held my breath when I was around people. I mean, you weren't allowed to call out. And so you know, now, you know, people, you know, ignorance is bliss. But now people know that if their healthcare worker in the hospital is coughing or sneezing, they are probably either just getting over COVID or could have active COVID. Political wrote a piece now saying, while most healthcare workers are vaccinated, many are still falling sick. Duh. It's exacerbating a staff shortage. Sharif El-Nahal, CEO of University Hospital Newark, said we don't have good choices or the choices that we want. Our staffing situation has been the worst since it's been since the spring of 2020. 300 of the 3,700 workers are out, many infected with COVID-19. Well, maybe these places shouldn't have fired those who hadn't been vaccinated. Duh, we all saw this one coming. Well, no, but, you know, then they'll get sick with COVID and be out. Your vaccinated people are sick with COVID. Your vaccinated people are sick with COVID and you're bringing them back in. What's the difference? In Rhode Island, a nursing home and state-run hospital system recently used workers who tested positive after the state updated its guidelines in accordance with the CDC. In Missouri, a hospital is bringing back nurses after 5 days as long as they are asymptomatic. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, with this COVID, you're going to cough for weeks afterwards. Your nose is going to be a little runny. You might not have a fever, but I don't think a lot of people are going to be symptom-free by 5 days. And most likely these hospitals are like, look, we need all hands on deck. We can't have people dying. We can't have women giving birth in the parking lot. Okay, the baby could die. And I get that. And I'm not faulting the hospitals. When you are in crisis mode, you need all hands on deck. And since the average person might have rhinovirus or adenovirus or norovirus, just because we're not testing for those and we're only testing for COVID doesn't mean the person that's taking care of your patient is sterile. They're not. So I get that hospitals are, you know, having all hands on deck. Where I fault is any of these hospitals that fired staff because they didn't get the vaccine so they wouldn't get COVID or get sick or spread. I think they should learn their lesson and stop the mandate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Greg says that he went back to smoking. He had been smoke-free for 5 years, and then during the pandemic, he got bored. He wanted to stave off weight loss and started smoking again. Now he wants to quit. He says he feels guilty. Do not feel guilty. Do not feel guilty if you went back to drinking, if you went back to eating, if you went back to smoking. Do not feel guilty. This pandemic was probably one of the most stressful things we've had in our lifetime. True, it wasn't World War II. True, it wasn't Vietnam. True, it wasn't, you know, riots, all sorts of other things that we might have had, you know, previously in America, but the COVID pandemic was rough on a lot of people, and I will give you that. I know a lot of older people are like, really, you think that was rough? For those that have kind of lived in a very sheltered life, and it is still traumatizing, and I don't take that away from people who have kind of not fared very well with the idea of they could be losing their loved ones. They could be sick, you know, losing their job. So, yes, I think the pandemic was stressful. Maybe not World War II stressful, but still stressful. Now, in terms of smoking, well, how do you quit smoking? Doctors all the time go, all right, well, you need to quit smoking. And, you know, we act like we, you know, have all the answers. But most of us aren't smokers. So I could sit here on air saying, you need to quit smoking. And I'm blowing it out my retroperitoneum. And the reason why is I have no idea what nicotine withdrawal entails. Those of you who do smoke, nicotine withdrawal is rough. Very rough. So symptoms could be you get anxious, you get depressed, you have a cough. Here you are stopping smoking, and you actually cough when you try to stop smoking. You get sore throat, you get headaches, your hands might tingle, you might get an increase in appetite, your sleep will be off. And then if your sleep is off, your anxiety and depression worsen. You might get constipated. I hate being constipated. I'd almost rather smoke than be constipated. I mean, I'm not going to take up smoking, but man, if you told me, Dahlia, look, you know, we could get you off smoking, but you're going to be constipated for a good few months. I mean, I might seriously rethink doing that. And I know that's a bad thing to say. I'm not joking, but constipation, that's not easy. Mood changes, poor concentration, memory loss. So I'm not saying to not quit smoking. You guys still need to quit smoking. But I'm saying if a non-smoker is preaching to you, you might want to kind of school them in on, look, it's not that simple as to stop smoking. And the reason why I appreciate what you smokers are going through trying to quit is if somebody told me to stop eating carbs or chocolate, I would be like, huh, what? If it was that easy, if I was able to do that, I would have done it already. But the fact that I haven't means I can't do it. That means it's not a very practical thing. Telling me to quit carbs, telling me to quit eating chocolate, not going to work. So first, don't do this alone. Okay? Nicotine is powerful. It is addictive. Trying to retrain your body is very challenging. So don't go at it as, all right, well, everybody in my family said to quit smoking, so I'll just stop smoking. You need to go at it like you are about to manage diabetes or you are about to do rehab from a car accident. All right, it is going to take weeks, months, and a whole overhaul. So if you go at it like that, then you're not going to be surprised. I think the big mistake smokers make when they try to quit smoking is they think it's going to be simple. Same thing with weight loss. When you look at these stars who lost weight, they revamp their whole schedule. They revamp their whole diet, even their sleep. Everything had to be a change. It had to be a whole new way of living. So just plan that. And say, look, I got to work around the cigarettes. It might even mean changing your job. When I worked for the EPA, you got an extra break if you were a smoker. Smokers were given an extra break. So I pretended, right? I didn't do this long, but I wanted an extra break, so I pretended I had to go out and smoke. Then if anybody was looking, I grabbed my friend's cigarette, but I didn't smoke. I didn't want to smoke. But, I mean, if you notice at work, you need to, you know, you have all these urges or cravings because at break time, everybody goes out. That's when they talk smack about the job. And you need to stand out there with your buddies. Otherwise, you're the focus of being talked smack. You have to maybe rethink that because you cannot be standing outside with smokers when you're trying to quit smoking. It's just not going to work. And if you feel like you're going to be left out or you're going to be the focus of ire, then get out of that job. So I recommend that people go to smokefree.gov. Tons of resources to help people quit smoking and vaping. This is also, a lot of you guys are vapers and you're addicted to vaping. That's not, you know, maybe you're not on tobacco, but you're on vaping. Your medical provider could offer nicotine replacement therapy. That might help you wean slowly, but I got to be honest, most of the people that have been that have been able to quit smoking, they had to just get off nicotine. They had to go through the withdrawal, rip it off like a bandage. There's Chantix. Chantix acts like a nicotine decoy where your brain thinks it has the nicotine. And then when you try to quit smoking, your body doesn't necessarily go through the withdrawal because the body thinks it has the nicotine. The problem is a lot of people smoke the whole time they're on Chantix, and then the body figures it out super fast. So, you know, if you do Chantix, you're supposed to quit by day 7. And stick with it, and after day 7, you're not supposed to go through as much withdrawal because you've been taking the medicine for about a week to build up. Well, Butrin is an antidepressant that people found they repurposed it for smoking because they found that people who were on it, I think it was in a psychiatric ward, they found they were asking for their cigarettes less. So eventually they made Zyban, a brand name for it. Some people swear by it. Other people say it doesn't work. Therapy and counseling. I think therapy and counseling are very beneficial. When you're weaning off nicotine, I think therapy and counseling could help you also with obesity and all sorts of things. You need to retrain your mind. You need to be able to look at a cigarette and get disgusted by it. That's something I'm trying to do with chocolate and meat and things like that. I'm trying to look at it as something that is negative and disgusting, or something that'll kill me, so I don't put it in my mouth. Now, cold turkey. All right. If you quit cold turkey, you have cravings. A lot of you guys are like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, I could quit. I could tell myself to quit. But what do I do about the cravings? So citrus fruits actually work well. All right? Citrus fruits, they have that acidity, that sweetness, and it's something you can put in your mouth. Bananas have vitamin B and potassium. That can also seem to help with cravings. Vegetables like celery and carrots are quick grab veggies, and I prefer those over the fruits because of the calories. We don't want you gaining weight. Potatoes have potassium, and potatoes might help. The problem is you can't be doing French fries and butter and cheese potatoes and all that because now you got the calories. But what a lot of people don't realize is you could use peppermint. Peppermint can curb cravings. So as soon as you feel like you want to smoke, stick some peppermint in your mouth. Don't chew because we don't want you to crack your teeth, but peppermint might work. Ginseng, ginger may help with the cravings. Fiber. If you stuff your mouth with oats, bran, fibrous foods, you got to be sitting there trying to pick it out of your teeth and deal with all that you might be too exhausted to smoke. And then, of course, drinking water. Drink lots and lots of water. Alcohol, don't do alcohol. Because a lot of people are like, you know what, okay, fine, if I can't smoke, then I'm going to go drinking with my friends. No. No. Alcohol will fuel your cravings. Caffeine also. If you're like, well, you know what, I'll have a caffeinated beverage. Again, you're just swapping vices. Meat, got to be careful with meat. Meat's going to make it worse. And then exercise. Okay, you feel like, you know, people feel like, okay, you know, I want to smoke, I don't want to eat, then go and exercise. Go and do a walk. Get out there and walk. And then you need to be distracted. You have to be distracted. Reading, dancing, writing. You know, as soon as you feel a craving, pop on some music and start shaking it. Have index cards written out with reasons to quit. Maybe pictures of bad lungs. A picture of a family member who died of smoking. Maybe have the most disgusting picture of a tobacco-destroyed lung in your kitchen or wherever you usually have the urge to smoke. But the biggest thing, and this is what I told you guys with New Year's resolutions, you need to recruit your friends and coworkers. You need to have them send you texts and encouraging messages and things like that. Just don't let them give you chores. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver a huge speech on Tuesday in Atlanta regarding voting rights. Former NAACP president of Georgia, James Woodall, saying, quote, "We don't need any more speeches. We don't need any more platitudes," close quote. Woodall will not be in attendance today to see Biden speak. This as Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensperger is speaking out against a federal takeover of elections.
The Democrats' legislative proposals would eliminate voter ID. Under their proposals, anyone could vote by simply signing a paper at the polling site saying they are who they claim to be.
Republicans and Democratic senators are grilling the White House COVID response team over the lack of home tests. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, among others, appearing before a Democratic-led Senate committee. USA Radio News. Check your fridge. Dole Vegetables is voluntarily recalling dozens of types of prepackaged salad for a possible health risk from listeria.
The recall affects dozens of states and comes weeks after the company issued similar recalls in December and October. The FDA says the affected products are Dole brand and private label packaged salads processed at its Springfield, Ohio and Soledad, California production facilities. Affected store brands include Walmart's Marketside brand, Aldi's Little Salad Bar, Kroger, HEB, and President's Choice. Customers should throw out these products. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, $3.30 a gallon. The national average for regular hasn't budged since last Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Sally, hey Sally, how you doing? Thanks for calling in.
I'm fine. I've been sitting here listening to your talking about stopping to smoke. And I just would like to say, any smokers, that until you quit, don't throw the butts. They poison birds, dogs, fish, and other animals.
Yeah, and you have been working tirelessly to pick those up and to get rid of those from the environment, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, I started October 2014, and I am now, as of yesterday, 2,148,137.
I think that's amazing. That is,
It's bad health. I mean, I took 2 puffs in the 5th grade. That's when I smoked. And my 2 puffs, I realized smoking was stupid.
I know.
I lived with a friend of mine for a couple of years, and she used to smoke a pack a day, but not while I was living with her. She'd already quit. But Wilma's late husband, Fred and Wilma, he smoked 5 packs a day, 100 cigarettes a day.
Mm.
So she's inhaling that secondhand smoke, and she ended up being on oxygen for like 20 years.
Yep. Yep. No, Sally, you told us. We appreciate all your great work. You know, I wish you could recruit people all across America to kind of help do that, because I know you're only one person, and you've done so much, but it just shows how one person can make a difference. And I mean, you made millions of differences in terms of, you know, getting that away from, you know, little birdies and dogs and things like that. They're, you know, as they eat them and So, Sally, thanks for checking in. We really appreciate you.
Okay, and I'd like to just get a message out to people. Wherever you live, walk around with the tools and pick up the butts and count them and see what it's like.
All right. And Sally, bless you.
Surprised.
Yeah, and it makes you feel good that you're doing something good out there. All right, Sally, you take care. Thanks for checking in. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ronald asks, what is the risk of trying to get Omicron on purpose? He can't be sick once February comes. Okay, I hear you guys. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. See, I think I've had it, so I feel great. And I'm like, good, because I got to go to Disneyland with the kids this weekend, and then I have a conference coming up next week. And I we're really honest on this show. I mean, I have to give you guys medical advice, and I have to talk to you like a doctor, but I'm also going to talk to you like a human being. And I know a lot of you guys are sitting there thinking, hey, if it's inevitable, I don't want to wait. I kind of felt that way too. The problem is I think I got it before I could even try and have that thought. I will never, though, ever promote or encourage anybody getting sick on purpose. I just think you're testing fate. So, like the chicken pox parties that we had growing up, I never thought that was a good idea. To have somebody who was well purposely get sick. I understand why we did that, because you didn't want to have an older child that never had chicken pox. But again, you don't have to, you know, as long as you don't put somebody in a bubble, you know, you will get exposed to what you need to get exposed. If I went to school as a kid, I was going to get chicken pox. My parents didn't have to do the chicken pox party. But, you know, if you have a scenario where you're in a bubble and you're like, look, I need to get outside because I am never getting sick, I would just even get outside, you know, go to church, you know, go to a mall and go shopping if you feel like you need to, you know, be in society. But don't purposely go and get sick. The reason why is, again, I just don't trust where this virus came from. Until somebody clarifies what the hell happened in China, or who knows, maybe Russia. I don't want this in your body. I've seen people with brain fog. I'm seeing the long-term consequences from it. You know, we see the people who have died. It's not something I would say to purposely get. But that being said, there's many of you going, well, wait a second. If I'm going to get it, I want to get it between January 17th and January 22nd. Well, I mean, yes, there is an art to it, okay? I mean, if the average incubation period is shorter, I am sure that some people might be able to manipulate things such that they get exposed and they become ill and all that, but I still think there's that level of unpredictability. This is what I would do, because I understand that the panic and the anxiety of not being sick is, you know, kind of consuming. And I get it. I'm a busy girl. I mean, I cannot miss the conference. I cannot miss things for being sick. So, yeah, I'm grateful I already got it. But look at me. I'm still coughing. I mean, I don't want to have to cross my legs and be afraid that I'm going to pee on myself every time I cough. I would have rather gotten this after the conference. So what I would do if I were you is just plan with you and your boss and say, look, it looks like we are having hundreds of thousands of people become ill with this, and we don't know the true numbers because people are testing at home. You know, now that we have testing at home, or people call into telemedicine and they go, look, I think I have it, but I can't get tested, and by the time I get a test, I'll be out of isolation. So just assume whatever numbers are out there, just double or triple them. And talk to your work, you know, because if you have conferences, if you have projects and all that, and say, look, okay, I think we need plan B. Because that's really where this all kind of comes down to. You know, I've told you guys about medical issues. You know, I come from a family that has some bad, bad genes. So does my husband. And I could sit here my whole life going, oh, I hope we never get the cancer. I hope we never get the heart attack. You know, and then God forbid it happens. You're all shocked and you're all, you know, or how I choose to do it is I plan on it. You know, we have in my family a plan. We don't have a financial plan because nobody has money in my family. But at least mentally, you know, I am prepared for if something goes down. You know, I told you guys with my father, and I know this is the most optimistic, you know, positive segment, but my father was stubborn. And before he died, he wasn't sick. I just had the feeling. And I'm like, something's going to go down. I don't know. Something's going to go down. Either he has colon cancer and he won't get a colonoscopy, or he might have heart disease or stroke. He's not taking his medication. Maybe I should try to find a rental home because, God forbid, I'm not going to be able to go back and forth. I'm not going to be able to. I got to work. I got kids. I got so much going on. I can at least bring, you know, whichever family member is alive over to where I live in my neck of the woods of the country. And it was interesting because when my dad died, I was calmer than calm. In fact, I went to work that day because I had all this nervous energy. What am I going to do? And I moved my mom out. I transferred the body. We handled the funeral. Yeah, about 6 months later, that's when I finally cried about it. You know, and I don't recommend putting off or suppressing any grief. But I had been so mentally prepared that something could go down with my father that when it happened, I was able to kind of keep the family together and just get through it. So same thing with COVID. The reason why people freak out is like, oh my God, I got COVID. Well, just expect that you are going to probably get, I mean, especially vaccinated. And I understand all year long, everybody mandated you to get the vaccine. And everybody said, look, you got to get vaccinated so you don't get COVID. And you thought, well, I'll never get COVID because I got the vaccine. That was wrong. They should have told you, you will still get COVID one day. It's an old vaccine. Now, hopefully you won't be hospitalized. I mean, thank God my family got through whatever they got through, even though we all tested negative for COVID. But then again, it's because we probably tested too soon. You know, hopefully the vaccine protects you from needing to be hospitalized, etc. But get it out of your head that just because you're vaccinated, you won't get COVID. And go, look, I'm going to get it. And when I get it, this is going to be the plan. I'm going to work from home. I'm going to do whatever virtual. We have groceries. We have this plan. And then it's not going to be as much of a, you know, a detriment. And shocker, 1-877-DR-DELLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Betty White apparently had suffered a stroke about 6 days before she passed. Apparently, TMZ got a hold of her death certificate. I don't like the idea of her death certificate being plastered all over the place out there. But I do understand that America's favorite sitcom star and just a favorite woman ever, Betty White, left us, and how could somebody so vibrant, you know, about to have a whole, I think, documentary on her and the piece and People Magazine turning 100, what happened? And a lot of people have been worried, was it because she got her booster shot, or is it because she got COVID? So I do understand why when we do have a celebrity that leaves us, there be some clarity and transparency as to what happened because people are worried. So apparently she had suffered from a stroke. On her death certificate, it says she suffered from a cerebrovascular accident. This is another term for stroke. Cerebrovascular accident could be a blood clot or it could be a bleed to the brain. Cerebrovascular, meaning cerebral brain, vascular, blood vessel. Either the blood vessel got blocked and blood didn't go through where it needs to, or the blood vessel burst. So we don't have those details. Most of the cerebrovascular accidents, most strokes are clots. From what we understand, she was alert and coherent after the stroke, passed away peacefully in her sleep on December 31st, 2021. And, you know, it's interesting because many people have older relatives, and they do well. Yeah, their blood pressure is good, their sugar is good, they're walking around, they don't have cancer, and I get asked this all the time. They're like, well, then how are they going to die? What ends up happening? And what I've noticed with older people, and I'm not saying this happens all the time, but what I've noticed with older people is if their heart has been in great shape and they don't have cancer, a lot of times it does end up being a stroke. And your mechanism to maintain your blood pressure isn't always that compliant. And so there's a chance that she might have had a really bad blood pressure spike. Or maybe she wasn't as active and the blood decided to coagulate, or she ended up having a clot. And so, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when nature, you know, is good to you and life is good to you and you're defying the odds and you're healthy, sometimes something just goes off. Something just goes out of whack. And so that's why we see a lot of healthy people or people with a lot of longevity, sadly, end up having a stroke. So stroke occurs when an area of the brain does not get proper oxygen or blood flow. It could be from a blood clot, like an ischemic stroke, or a bleed, a hemorrhagic stroke. 80% of all strokes fall under ischemic. And so it's kind of like a heart attack to the brain, where the brain tissue doesn't get the blood and the nutrients. If the brain doesn't get the blood and nutrients, depending on where this vessel is feeding, it could cause you to not speak well, not walk, not talk, not breathe, or just die. You have these little plaques, these arteriosclerotic plaques, that a lot of times break off. Many times they break off from the neck. So the reason why your doctor listens to your neck, they should listen to the neck to see if there's bruise, is to see how the blood flow is going through. And if it sounds turbulent, it means you probably have some clotting and some wall debris in the carotids that might break off and then cause a stroke. In a bleed, that could happen when you hemorrhage. There could be a spike in blood pressure. There could be a, sometimes cancer could do it. Sometimes the blood vessels just aren't strong. Sometimes you could have an aneurysm where you have a little ballooning of a vessel and then it bursts. So what are the signs of a stroke? So we need to work fast and figure out if you have any sort of flirtation with a CVA or a cerebrovascular accident. Because if you do, we need to start treatment right away. We need to stop the bleed or we need to break up the clot. So symptoms of a stroke, right, a lot of times happen contralaterally. So if you have a clot or a bleed on one side of the brain, we'll see your symptoms on the other side. You can also see central effects. So you might have weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numbness on one side of the body, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. That's why the warning signs we say look for fast. Okay, facial drooping, fast. F is for face, A for arm weakness, S for speech, T means time to call 911. I know a lot of people have trouble remembering all that, but that's, you know, fast. Face, arm, speech, time to call 911. How do we treat you? Well, if you have an ischemic or a clot, then what we need to do is dissolve or remove the clot. We'll give you aspirin. We'll do TPA, tissue plasminogen activator. Sometimes we have to surgically remove the clot. Sometimes we need to put stents, widen the arteries to get blood flow to the brain. With a hemorrhagic stroke, we need to stop the bleed. So we bypass the vessel, and then we try to stop it. We try to clog the aneurysm with choline, endovascular embolization. We just try to stop the bleed. And so what are risk factors? What put us at risk? Well, age. Being over 55, age is a biggie. Having high blood pressure, family history of stroke. If in your family there's been a stroke, there's a good chance you could be at risk for stroke. Diabetes. Diabetes, sugar is sticky. And so you make these clots, these arteriosclerotic plaques, or your plumbing, starts to get kind of clogged up because your sugar sticks to the cholesterol and it makes these plaques. So if you have cardiovascular disease, you know, and diabetes, you know, diabetes helps accelerate cardiovascular disease, artery clogging in the heart and carotid arteries, abnormal heart rhythms such as atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation we spoke about, where the rhythm is off in the electrical discharge of the heart. And so rather than your heart going ba-boom, ba-boom in a very rhythmic fashion, you end up going boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, ba-doop, boop, boop. And so the blood sloshes around. And when the blood sloshes, you could end up making a clot. That's why if you have atrial fibrillation or an abnormal heart rhythm, we put you on blood thinners. Because we don't want the blood sloshing around, making a clot, and then going up and causing a stroke. Smoking, obviously, is thrombogenic. It makes blood clots, so we want you to stop smoking. Drugs could do it. If you're overweight, obese, if you're inactive, if you're not very active and you're sitting for hours at a time in front of a computer, you got to get your butt up. Every hour, get up and walk around for 5 minutes. Stretch, you have to. Some of us have clotting disorders. Some of us have factor V lead-in, or we have certain mutations that put us at risk for coagulopathies. I always, you know, recommend that, you know, if there's stroke in the family, you get that blood test, a kind of a hypercoagulable panel, to take a look and see if you are more at risk. Especially, you know, if you have a daughter about to start birth control. I know this isn't something that the USPSTF will sanction, and they don't want people running these expensive blood tests, but I really believe that anybody about to go on estrogen should know if they're at risk for stroke and if they have that genetic tendency. African Americans appear to be more at risk than Caucasians and Hispanics. African Americans also seem to have higher issues with blood pressure, so I see that correlation. Men appear to be more affected than women. So how do you prevent strokes? Well, one is cut smoking. Get away from tobacco products. I think even vaping has been linked to stroke. Excessive drinking. You got to cut your alcohol. Drugs. You got to avoid drugs. But the biggest thing that you could do is get in with your medical provider and make sure your blood pressure is in control. Make sure your blood sugar is in control. Your cholesterol is in control. If you have diabetes, you're going to be at risk for stroke. If you have high cholesterol, you're going to be at risk for stroke. So you need to minimize those risks. But for older individuals whose blood pressure fluctuates, they are the ones at highest risk for stroke. Now, there's medications that can maintain it, but it's tough. This is why I'm not a geriatrician. Because you don't want to drop somebody too low where they're tired and dizzy, but you also want to prevent the spikes. And then for some people, you just have to prepare everybody and say, look, guys, you know, this person's going to be at high risk for stroke. So these are the scenes you need. These are what you need to watch out for. One of you had asked, well, why don't we just put people preventatively on blood thinners? You can't, because what if it's a brain bleed? So we can't predict always what stroke you're going to get. God forbid. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.